Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Teresa Dominic. I'm the Director of Planning and Environment, but tonight I'm sitting in for the acting CEO, who is an apology for tonight's meeting. So firstly, I will introduce the senior council officers tonight. First officer, Philip Lee, the Director of Shared Services. Malcolm Ford is the acting Director of Community Programs. Juanita Haysman is our Manager of Community Relations and Marketing. Dario Acting Director of Assets and Engineering. Jeff Gower is the Acting Director of Planning and Environment. And Jill Colson is the Acting Director of Governance. I will now introduce the councillors as they enter the chamber. The Heidi Ward councillors, starting with Councillor Jeff Goff. Councillor Jim Rubistopoulos. Councillor Michelle Kleinert. The Muller Muller Ward councillors, Councillor Meg Downey. Councillor Sophie Gilmelli. The Coonan Ward councillors, Councillor Don May. And would you please stand for Her Worship the Mayor, City of Manningham, Councillor Jennifer Yang.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Thanks, Jim.
Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I'd also like to welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. I'd also like to recognize and welcome Mr. Ron Kitchman, the former mayor and former councillor for the City of Manningham. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in a report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. So I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and this can be about any issues, including items on tonight's agenda. Item 2, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence.
Madam Mayor, we have apologies from Councillor Paul McLeish and Councillor Stephen O'Brien.
Thank you.
We also have apologies from the Acting CEO, Chris Potter, and Lee Harrison.
Okay, thank you. Item 3, prior notifications of conflicts of interest. So is there any notification?
Madam Mayor, we have received two written disclosures Councillor Jim Grigastopoulos and Councillor Jeff Gough for item 9.3 concerning planning application EL15/025566, 180 to 182 Manningham Road, Bulleen, the interest being an indirect interest because of residential amenity.
Thank you. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of ordinary meeting of council held on 1st March 2016. Do I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Downey.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 1st of March 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Grigastopoulos. Would you like to speak for the motion?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Grigastopoulos.
No, Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 5, verbal questions from the public.
Yes, Madam Mayor, we have a number of questions from the public.
So the first person is Mr. D. Wunizer.
Sorry, excuse
me. Mr. Wunizer, would you like to ask the questions?
Yes, good evening, Madam Mayor and councillors. I, like many in the city, have grave reservations and concerns about the current drainage overlays which are being considered by council. In relation to this, I would like to ask, and I am sure that council is aware of the huge volume of written replies which council has received. Somewhere in the vicinity of 500, I presume, and for every one of those, there are probably 10 others who haven't bothered to reply. I would ask Council to consider seriously calling a public meeting of all those people who have formally replied. I think the Council owes it to the ratepayers to consult widely on this matter. Drainage has been a huge problem in this city for as long as I can remember, and that goes back almost 40 years. It's a problem which is out of sight, out of mind, and only raises its ugly head every time we have a flood. And it only happens then because councillors are inundated, not for 5 minutes, not for 5 hours, not for 5 days, but sometimes for 5 weeks over problems which arise. We consistently experience these dramatic floods in the area. I can think of at least four where we have been told they're acts of God, and one in 100 and glory knows what. But the situation has not improved. I draw the councillor's attention to a resolution of the City of Doncaster and Templestowe where some nervous councillors sought legal advice as to their position in relation to negligence, and they were told that they could be personally sued for negligence if they did not do something. That resolution calling for a QC's opinion as to how this council addresses its drainage problems, to the best of my knowledge, has never been sought. In fact, the last time I was in this chamber, I asked what was happening to that resolution. And I was told by, in a written correspondence from the CEO, that I must have been delusional, that there was no such record on the council records. It must have been conveniently expunged. But what I do say is, I was present on the night that the motion was put and seconded. I was present on the second because I was part of the party to drafting the resolution. I was present on the second night when another councillor got up and said, what has happened to our opinion? And nothing was forthcoming. Nothing has happened, and I think that a council that flies blind and refuses to seek a QC's opinion when a resolution has been passed by the council is in fact negligent. And I think the ratepayers of this city have every right to get together and ask what the heck is going on, when are these problems going to be addressed, and I think the position at this point is so serious that the council could well expect a class action if it doesn't respond. There are thousands of ratepayers out there whose properties are likely to be affected. The value put a couple of $100,000 on each property, you are looking at an astronomical figure. And 5,000 ratepayers would be well positioned to take a class action, I say. So what I'm asking is that a public meeting be called,
mm-hmm.
and that we all be advised of that meeting, and that we can express our opinions and our views, and the council might take on board some of the things that we have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your question. Acting CEO, would you like to?
Look, I'll certainly take that on notice, because that is a question that I think all the councillors will consider, and certainly will take that and bring it back to a later meeting as well. Thank you.
Yeah. So if we have a public meeting, we will certainly inform widely to the community. Thank you so much for your question. Can I have the second person registered here is George Okay. Thank you for, okay. So could we just deal with the first question first? So firstly, thank you for your questions. And I just really like to emphasize, because this one's still in the process, we are at a community consultation at the moment. So council haven't yet to make any decision yet. And this is the reason, because we really want to hear what community think. And this is just a very brief answer. I'll probably get our acting CEO give you a bit more details about the process and procedures as well.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I think you've answered that exactly correctly. This is what the process is about, and we encourage people to put in full submissions. And also part of that submission process includes being able to come and verbally follow up on your submission in front of the special committee. Thank you.
And your second question, yes. Yes.
Are there any circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and under what circumstances during this public process will the council withdraw their current applications in relation to tax and reserve?
Yeah, if I can quickly, because this process, like a public consultation, is really. We have a proposal there. We want to listen what community think and community give us a feedback. But council has not made any decision yet. So it's not about whether we're going to drop it. It's more about after the close of the public submissions, then we will consider all the submissions we receive from the community. Because, of course, the neighborhood people living there, close to there, understand the local issue better than us. That's why we want to listen and why we go through this public consultation process. Then after that, the council will consider what has been put through. Then we will make a decision whether we're going to go ahead or we're going to drop it. Yeah, but we haven't yet to that stage yet.
I understand that, but I'm asking under what circumstances would it be considered to withdraw or drop the applications on the
table? I probably can't, personally, I can't speak on behalf of all the councillors here. Because the normal process is after the public consultation, once we receive a report from our officers, then council as a whole, we will consider, what has been put forward, and we will have the debate during the open council meeting. Everyone's welcome to come, and we have a vote. Then we decide whether we go ahead or drop it. And of course, I think every council has been remain open-minded to listen different opinions, then we will make up our mind until we have all the information in front of us. Yeah.
Out of respect, I want to push it.
Thank you. The next person is Peter Rendazzo. I hope I pronounced your surname right. I think so. Your question is whether this is the best interest for the community, and if it's not, why council doing that? That's your question, is that right?
My grandkids use that reserve. They're very regularly.
My kids use that reserve. Yep. 30 years. Yep. Sure. Certainly. Now I understand your question now. Again, I think in our previous report has very clearly stated why we're doing that. Of course, we try to, I mean, our resources quite limited, and we try to do the best as much as we could to reserve as many open spaces as possible. However, what I want to mention again is this is just a proposal. We haven't yet to make a decision yet, because we put this out, we want to see what community's response and what, like I say, you are the people living close by, you understand probably the local area much better than us, you feel much stronger, we want to listen your view to help us to make that final decision, but council has yet to make a decision, and of course I'm just one person, one vote, I can't speak on behalf of the whole council, but we haven't yet to that stage yet. We certainly welcome people, I mean, this I believe is still in the consultation process, so everyone's welcome to still continue sending email in, and all your email we certainly receive and noted, and we will certainly take into account as well. Thank you very much, Peter. Next person is Anthony Warrens. Mr. Warrens? Thank you. So your first question is about how long the frequency.
Yeah, I'd like to know who inspected and how frequently.
Oh, okay.
Because in your letter to me, yes, you said that there had been observation of the use.
Okay, sure. I'm certainly I'll get that one. Okay. Thank you. Teresa, would you like to answer
the
first
question? All right, through you, Madam Mayor. I do believe in the December Council report. I don't remember the figures now. We have 16.
Yeah, can we get the...
Oh, it would have been visited. Mm-hmm. But we have been getting some emails in and some questions, and I've been speaking with the officers today, and they're making a commitment, and we'll certainly add these questions. On the website, we're going to be providing more information as people ask for this information. So I encourage you, if you're actually wanting the answers to these, it's better that the staff who've done the work can certainly provide that information. And then I echo the Mayor's closing is 13th of April. if you feel you need more information, we're more than happy to supply that. So we'll respond to these in writing.
So, in Manningham Council, we also have the committee called the Open Spaces Committee. We look at the city as a whole. Of course, we want to act the best interest of the whole city. But that's not suggesting we should sell or not sell. I'm just trying to say we do have a strategy to look at the council as a whole to identify our open spaces, the pocket parts. And I mean, ideally, we don't want to lose anything, because that's the best asset we have in Manningham. Certainly, there's some different situation when we try to acquire some extra open space and there's a seeking of a funding, but this is just one of the factor to trigger this report. We council, again, haven't yet to make a decision yet. That's why I really want to emphasize, this is the process. We really want to hear your views. Don't think your view don't count. We really serious want to listen people's view, and I really thank you for a couple gentlemen. I mean, the people before you, you certainly give us some of views, but until we're receiving everyone's submissions, because we need to look at everyone's opinion as a whole before we can, really sit down together to make the final decisions. But one thing I can just try to emphasize again is we haven't yet made any decision to go either way, and we welcome all the submissions and all the opinions sent into the council. Yeah. Sorry, we only have two questions per person. I understand your statement, and certainly we'll take that into account as well. But I just want to emphasize, it's two questions per person to be fair to everyone. The next person is Jill Mitchell. Sorry, hi, Miss Mitchell. That's all right. Take your time. Maybe we just answer first one first.
I'll take that on notice, but our finance department, in terms of looking at longer-term strategies for finance, we are in this situation where it hasn't been, as you say, it's been ongoing for 10 years, and it has taken a long time. And it was just the timing at the moment.
Yeah. Second question, thank you. How many we have sold? Is that the question, or do others? Yeah.
Look, certainly, it's not a decision council takes lightly, and it's only when it's absolutely necessary. And it will only come up if there is another instance. So it's very hard to predict, because it's only because we are faced with this situation at this particular point in time.
But we do have, I think.
I can't act on behalf.
I think we do have a policy, maybe the some long-term committee members on the open space can help answer that, is we do have a policy. We're not selling open space to funding anything else apart from the acquisition of open space. Is that correct? Yeah, so what I'm trying to say before is, we certainly not take the decision lightly. If we do, and we do have some examples in the past, we sell some parts of our open spaces. That usually strategically we try to acquire other parts of the open spaces, so we make open spaces bigger. But we don't sell open spaces just going to funding for, the other as another avenue for council to build. I'm just trying to emphasize, we still want that if we do go ahead, the money we use to get
the bigger open spaces. We never try to just get a revenue from the open, selling of the open space to funding for other stuff. Yeah. Okay, this is already more than two questions, but I'm happy to answer this one again because we have our open spaces strategy. We have, I don't know how many pocket park we have in the city of Manningham.
We have 300 reserves and we have about 150 play spaces. I don't know, I wouldn't know the number.
No, that's all right. So what I'm trying to say, we have a lot of open spaces and pocket parks. We spend quite a lot of resources to maintain it. And we will identify some key spots to make it a bit better part, like put a barbecue, probably toilet, but it's quite cost prohibited to do that to each single reserves. Yeah. Thank you very much for your question. The last person, Mr. Peter Molokopoulos. I try my best. I think I probably just want to bring back to I believe I covered a little bit before. We're still trying to act the best interest of the city of the Manningham. I think about your question about why council really spend quite a lot of energy trying to maintain all the resources, try to maintain our open spaces. It's, like we said, we have a lot of open spaces to manage and maintain. And by this time, even we propose, and again, it's just a proposal, to flag, we're going to sell it to acquire another much bigger open spaces. Doesn't mean we don't value it. We have a very limited resources. Of course, we can try to find other way to hopefully to find other outcome, revenue incomes, but we don't do this just want to disadvantage or try to ruin our neighborhood. It's never our intention at all. There's things we need to try to balance and perhaps some hard decision need to make. But again, we haven't made a decision, especially we really haven't made a final decision on this one. And we certainly, in the past few weeks, hear a lot of opinions and the comments from community. We take that seriously. And we're really waiting until the public commission formally close and see what's all the opinions we need to, because it's probably not fair we just listen to one person or two person. It's basis. We have this public consultation period. We have this process, and we want to get all the information in, and we look at that as a whole. And that would determine how council going to make that final decisions. And I'm certainly appreciate everyone's time. Like you say, I mean, everyone's time is very valuable. And I appreciate everyone making your time here to, you know, make your voice heard by this council. And I think that's really important to show our democracy process in the city. And also, the reason we decide to have this verbal question time is we want to listen to the people. And we appreciate, because you probably, this will be the first time we have a public question this year, and we really value it. And again, I just want to emphasize, don't think your voice don't count. And we have the design of this question time. We have the public consultation process. It's really because we want to hear you. And I really appreciate that. And Teresa, also the Ms. Dominic also mentioned, we will put some more information onto a website. There's some frequently asking questions. We really, what we're trying to do, we want to build up some sort of mutual understanding, certain understanding. You're very concerned because you live such close to your house, close to your home. A lot of the long-term residents feel very attached to the reserve, and you feel very strong about that. And our information would more about justify why we're trying to even have this proposal. Again, it's not a decision. Why we have that proposal? It's not because we want to damage our neighborhood. It's not because we want to make people's life harder. There's a reason sometimes we need to consider, I mean, there's some hard decision need to be made, and there's a reason why we propose this one. But again, I just want to emphasize, it's not a final decision yet. And please, welcome to send in your submissions, and we are very eager to hear your voice. Thank you.
Was mowed on average approximately 3 times a year, and I believe it was only when complaints were made.
Okay.
At one time, I believe somebody thought there was actually a body in the tall grass, and the police were not called. But on many occasions,
yep,
the grass was this tall, you would not have a child walking through that. You would not walk your dog.
Yep, okay. Cool. Thank you. I'm just wondering, it's more than 2 questions already, but
okay,
again, because this is a maintenance issue, we will look into that. And also, I mean, if people do find the grass too long, haven't been maintained, please send email to us as well. Of course, this, we shouldn't react just by the complaint. We try our best, but if you do find it's not maintained properly, please send the email in, and we will try to act upon as well. And again, I just want to say, even it doesn't matter if it's one voice, 10 voice, or 100 voice, it's equally important. So thank you very much. Sorry. Because it's already 2 questions, and we still have a lot of to go with the agenda. I need to be fair to everyone, but you're welcome to stay on until after the council meeting. We will still be here, and you can make the comments. Okay, so now we move on to the item 6, presentations. Is there any
presentations, Madam Mayor?
Thank you. Item 7, petitions.
Madam Mayor, there are no petitions.
Item 8, admission of urgent business.
There are no items of urgent business.
Thank you.